Here with women's basketball coach Jeff Mitty, fifth year heading in now to be head coach for the Kansas State Lady Wildcat program. The young team this past year, you got a couple wins in the WNIT. That was really good for your young team. How would you kind of describe your season that you had last season?
Well, a real roller coaster. We hit a real lull there in the middle part of the year. I think we hit that wall that a lot of young teams hit. We were disappointed to be not back in the tournament. You know, that's our expectation every year. But I was pleased with the growth of some young players, and I was pleased that we got back to the postseason.
You were able to beat KU three times again this year, and I know that's big for in-state and whatnot, but you've also kind of got a pretty good-sized recruiting class coming in again. You put pretty good recruiting classes back-to-back. Who are some of the highlights that people are probably going to see here in the fall and winter for K-State?
You know, it's always tough to tell. I think what I like about this recruiting class overall is the work ethic that we've seen at the high school level. How does that carry over to the college level? We'll see, but I think when you've got a good foundation for work, you raise your level to that next level of work. And so Coach Carr's daughter, Chrissy's a very talented player. She comes in as the highest-ranked player. I like her scoring ability. We need more scoring. That was an area last year that, quite frankly, if Goth, Ranky, and Williams, if those three didn't come to the party, we needed that fourth score. Sometimes Kaylee Page did, but we don't have her. So I think this freshman class can give us a boost, but we'll need improvement across the roster.
I noticed that you really like the six-foot guards. It's all lengthy guards, and it kind of fits into the mold of your defense. Do you feel like that you're getting the type of players that you want to play around the perimeter on offense and then also on defense?
Well, I think we're a lot closer now, you know, added piece by piece. And we've been able to do that. We need to be able to play more man, though. I'm not happy that we haven't been able to do that. We do have a more athletic class, I think, coming in. And I think that'll enable us to play the switching defenses that I like. Our rebounding has got to get much better. We got to get quicker to the ball. And that's getting better athletes, better players that change direction. And we've, I think, been able to do that. I'm excited about this group. The only hesitancy is that I've always said if I'm not excited in May, then I'll just retire. Because you ought to be excited coming into the summer. Because right now, everything, you know, everybody's hopeful. We'll get them in June, and hopefully they have a good work ethic.
You have a couple of coaches on your staff that have some Western Kansas ties. Of course, associate coach Brian Osterman, he coached at Colby Community College a few years ago. And then J.C. Stone, who grew up in Goodland and played here in Scott City basketball back in the day. And I say that back in the day jokingly. I went to college with her at Colby. But it's kind of cool to see them have those Kansas roots and kind of help you out. And you kind of do have some Kansas roots as well.
We do. Yeah, we do. You know, my wife grew up in Junction City, went to Chapman High School. J.C. Stone, gosh, the town she's from is Goodland. Goodland. How am I losing that? You know, she's right up for the road here. Went to Colby. You know, Coach O coached at Colby. I actually came out when Coach O was the head coach there. I came out and spoke at one of his banquets. Oh, cool. And so that was kind of fun. So, you know, Western Kansas has always been a lot of fun to come out. And, of course, the first year that I had the job here, I got indoctrinated pretty quick to the Western swing. So it's always fun to come out here.
Your schedule, you got most of your nucleus back, and it's going to be a pretty good nucleus. You've been excited about it. I know you mentioned that. But your schedule, what does it kind of look like here for this coming year?
I think potentially we've got the hardest non-conference in the Big 12. We've got Vanderbilt, we've got Arizona State, we've got DePaul, we've got, who am I missing? Princeton in that group, Syracuse in that group as well. So that's five right there that have been NCAA tournament, five right there that are Power 5 type teams. Princeton has had a Power Type 5 roster for a while now. And then I think our mid-major group that everybody says, well, it's mid-major, but they're all tournament teams. You go the Northern Iowas, you go the Little Rocks, those teams all know how to win. So it'll be a very challenging non-conference schedule.
Well, I think that helps you out as well in the Big 12 to compete against the Oklahomas, the Baylors, the Texases. And, you know, with them being in the top tier, how close do you feel like maybe you are to those teams?
You know, right now I think it's still Texas and Baylor. They're getting the recruiting classes that they're not just getting top 20 classes, they're getting top 5 classes. But the rest of us are getting good quality players. And I really think it boils down to the work ethic of your team, the chemistry of your team, how well you coach your team, all those things. And so I think this coming year, I think the league will be back to as strong as it's ever been. There have been some really exciting pieces added to the league, us included, so it should be a great year.
All right, well, thanks. It's always great talking to you here at the K-State Fry every year, and thanks again as always, and I can't wait to see some of your games again this winter.
All right, Adam, thank you.